Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
And hello. Hope everyone is having a good night and welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. And I'm not even going to let Robin even sit on hold any longer, so we're going to go ahead and pull him on, and then we'll start talking about some stuff that's going on. I got a few things to talk about and all that good stuff, and get this show going. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, I didn't waste any time. I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to bring him on in, you know, and that way you don't have to sit there and listen, you know, and wait on me and all that good stuff, even though you're going to be listening anyway. But you know what I mean? You can chime in, though, and people are going to actually be able to hear you. So,
yeah, I've had 10 minutes to sit here and listen to you talk about stuff.
Well, you know, if it's just me, I don't know that I would have 10 minutes. So, thanks for coming on to the show again. As a lot of people probably figured it out, I kind of have you on somewhat regular basis, so we can kind of keep people up to date on what's going on, what's new, you know, different events, stuff that's going on with Rhodes Hotel, with Ashmore States, and just different things, you know, that we got going on since, you know, everyone knows that we work together a lot, and I thought tonight would be a good night to bring you on. This is the last show of the year, just so people know. We're going to be coming back on January 8th because the next show is actually on Christmas Day, so we won't be available, and we'll be back in January. So I thought this would be a good time to kind of talk about this year, talk about some of the stuff that's going on next year, and then we got an announcement to make tonight too. So, yeah, so that should be cool. To start off with, it was a good weekend. We had Ben Hansen out at the Rhodes Hotel, had a charity event, And Robin came out, and you got to come out and hang out with us for a night, and it was a good time, right?
Yeah, it was. It was kind of one of those nights where, you know, I mean, I sat down, you know, kind of wrenched my back over the last week, and so I kind of sat down in the kitchen. But then when you guys were upstairs investigating, at one point Ben had knocked on something up there three times and asked for three knocks to come back, and you know, we were just sitting down there in the kitchen area, and all of a sudden we heard three really loud knocks, and it wasn't you guys because we were listening to you guys on the Facebook Live. So we participated without even really trying to participate, which is what happens a lot of times in investigations. So it was it was an interesting night, a smaller group, which, you know, is what we always like to try to do anyway, keep numbers down. And I think everybody had a pretty good time and a lot of experiences.
Yeah, I agree. And then Saturday was the same way. Saturday night, of course, you left before we investigated for the event Saturday night. But it's kind of the same thing. I mean, we were having things going on throughout the night. And, of course, we did the broadcast again. So a lot of people, you know, were able to check that out. And if you didn't get to check it out, you can go to Ben Hansen's Facebook page and, you know, and Twitter and all that stuff. The links are all shared. And yeah, I think it's even on the Rhodes Hotel and the Lost Limbs Foundation pages as well. You can go on there and watch the feeds that – the live feeds that we did during the investigations.
Yeah, I was listening to, I watched some of them for a little while there, and I was kind of, when I got home and everything, but then I kind of, I think I probably just passed out, but I was watching some of them for a while, and I noticed that your crutch was put up in the corner over there, and it got knocked over again. And I heard Ben was going to, Ben said something about taking it up the stairs, and I'm sitting here starting to text you, like, don't put it on the stairs, because I was afraid that the light would knock down.
Yeah. It's we took one. I think you took one upstairs and kind of set it in front of one of the cameras upstairs. You know, so that way if something did happen, we would actually catch it, hopefully. And then the one downstairs, I just leaned it up against the doorway there, and it had set there, and didn't do anything. And then, you know, there was some movement in the hallway, but then I looked over and I was watching it, and I just watched it slide down the wall and it just fall over. So of course I was curious. I was like, okay, well maybe people walking around might have, you know, it might have jarred it a little bit and everything. But I literally, it's probably on the video, if Ben was actually facing my direction, I was literally like jumping in front of it, trying to get it to move, and it wouldn't move. So I don't know.
Yeah, it was an interesting couple of nights there, and you know, I think things responded just the way that, you know, you kind of expect them to do, and it was a good night for people. I think they had a good time with it.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree. Fun time, and you know, of course, raising money for the charity as always. And Ben's been there since day one, and Ben's actually been around longer than you have with the charity stuff. But you've been around for a long time.
Yeah, Ben's been doing it for quite a while, which is great to have somebody like him jump on board and then stick with it. I mean, you know, somebody that has been on TV like he has, and then just kind of keep doing some things and stay on top of it. And he's been a real inspiration to you, I know, and he's a lot of fun to have around. You know, a lot, some people may not know him, but he's been on a lot of different shows with a lot of different people, and I think he's got more in the works.
Yeah, he was saying something about he had some other stuff he was working on. Of course, it was confidential, so I couldn't get anything out of him. but hopefully we'll hear something pretty soon. Hopefully there will be like some kind of announcement or something that'll pop up, and he'll be able to tell us more what's going on and all that good stuff. So,
well, it's kind of fun just to listen to him when he was talking like on Friday night. I don't know if he did the same thing Saturday night, but he talked about the show and some of the investigations they did. And they actually did one 45 minutes or so from Rhodes.
Yeah, over in Fishers, Indiana. Yeah, that was one of the Factor Fake Paranormal Files episodes in there in the cemetery. And, yeah, we were going to try to make it over there Saturday before the event, but we weren't able to make it over there. Of course, we weren't exactly sure where it was because it's been a while since he had done that episode.
But, yeah, that's what he said, that it's been a while, and but I guess he had some interesting stuff going on over there while they were filming that. So, but, yeah, he'll be back at some point, I'm sure, you know, someplace or another to join in on another event.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so, you know, again, as I said, too, we won't be around for Christmas night as the next show's that's scheduled. So January 8th, we'll be back because we're going to do our own little Christmas vacation. We're not the Griswolds, but we're going to do our own little Christmas vacation to kind of take a break and just go hang out and kind of, you know, get away from everything and take a breather for a few nights, you know, a few days, whatever.
Yeah, maybe we can do something like Christmas Vacation and then the original Vacation, which we could tie like Crystal to the top of the roof of my truck or something and, you know, drive around Branson area.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect.
I don't know. She's probably not listening, although since she knew I was going to be on here, she's probably listening, figuring I'm going to say something bad about her.
Yeah, she'll go back on the podcast. I've learned that if she doesn't listen, if she's not able to listen when we actually do the show, she comes back and listens to the podcast. So she'll hear it. So if you pick on her, she'll eventually get it.
It wouldn't be a good night unless I did.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be normal. I mean, it's, you know, and speaking of, since you kind of led into this, I'm going to bring this up. So I spoke to Chad over the weekend. We were talking just a bit, and we're going to talk about the Roast of Crystal Couch show. So that's going to be in the works here pretty soon. We kind of pretty much have the date figured out. I'm just going to make sure that it works with Chad, and hopefully we can get that working. And as soon as I talk to him about that more, then I'll tell everyone. Hopefully, maybe even by the January 8th show, maybe I can tell everyone then what's going on.
There you go. Yeah, that'll work. I think I just have to pick up another notebook or two so I can keep adding to more things there to discuss with about that.
You're running out of space.
Yeah, you know, you can only fill up so many notebooks before you got to buy more, so.
That's true. That's very true. Very true. So do we want to go into the announcement and talk about the birthday fundraiser and all that stuff now, or should we make people kind of wait for just a little bit?
No, I think the let's do it now. That way, you know, maybe we can we can draw up some more business with it anyway. So
that's
we'll
kind of,
see.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier. That's why I was like, I'll just see what you think, you know, see what you want to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get into that.
But
so,
kind of what? Well, actually, it kind of all started because I know that well, last year I did something with trying to raise money for Lost Limbs, and I think it was like a little over $500 we did last year when I did the birthday deal, and so this year I decided to try to do it, play it up a little bit more, and try to do something additional because I've got a birthday coming up the 16th, which is also Scott Tipperman's birthday, and he's doing something there also to help out Lost Limbs. But so what I did is I decided, you know, let's if we hit the first 500, then I'll match that, which we did that in like no time flat, and we did that, so we got there, and then I said, well, if we got to 2,000, then what I wanted to do is I was going to donate an overnight to Ashmore Estates, just outside of Ashmore, Illinois, for somebody to come in and win it, and what we're doing is for every $5 that's donated, then you get your name thrown in the hat, and I actually kept, I've been keeping up on everything, keeping track of it all, to make sure I have enough, that I've got a list of everybody that's donated, and it's kind of a pain to go back. I found one person that must have done it anonymous because I looked for an hour today trying to find this $25 donation, and it's not there. And I went back and double checked and triple checked everything. So, but I noticed that you can do it anonymous, so that's probably what happened. Somebody did it anonymous, and so what we've done right now, we're at, you know, I wanted to do 2,000 to do the Ashmore. We've done that. And now we're at 2,085, so we're even a little bit over the 2,000.
Okay.
But what we're going to do is that if we get to 2,500, which we've got to do that by, I think it's, I don't even know my birthday yet, by Sunday. We got to do it by Sunday. we're also going to give away an overnight to Rhodes Hotel. And so, you know, so you can get in your name in the drawing there at the Rhodes Hotel, $5. You can win an Ashmore. I mean, if you get more than $5 in the game, you can win both of them. I'm going to do a live drawing when I do it, so I'll have everybody's have tickets for everybody. I'll put it in there, and then we'll do a live drawing and try to let everybody see whose names and numbers and everything that we're doing. So, what I did is I shared the birthday deal out there on the Rhodes Hotel page. So if anybody's listening, you can go to Rhodes Hotel page and go to my personal page. It's on, I've got it open publicly so you can see it. And you can make a donation there. Or if you got any comments or questions tonight, you can go into the Rhodes Hotel page on Facebook and ask any questions there or make any comments as well. So I've got that up in front of me right now looking at it. But yeah, so every $5, if we get to 2,500, then we're going to give a overnight to Rhodes Hotel. And I thought I'd try to kind of reach for utopia here. I've got an event coming up in March, March 22nd and 23rd, in Alton, Illinois. We've got the legendary Chip Coffee and the Ghost Brothers. And I haven't even told you about this, so Mike doesn't know about this one. But I mean, he knows about the event, but he doesn't know what I'm going to do. But I've got Chip Coffee and the Ghost Brothers coming in. So here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer two investigations, you know, give you two tickets to the Ghost Brothers and Chip Coffee investigation that night. And you can come on Friday night, you can come on Saturday night, and I'm also going to give you two tickets to the gallery reading with Chip Coffee. So if you went out and bought those, yeah, that's $400. That's if we get to if we get to 3,000. So if we get to the 2,500, we'll draw for the Rhodes. If we get to 3,000, then we'll draw for two free tickets to investigate with Chip Coffee and the Ghost Brothers, and also the two tickets to the gallery reading on Saturday with Chip Coffee. And so it's going to be a lot of fun there in Alton, Illinois with that too. But that's what I kind of got in my sleeve right now. So we need to get to 2,500 first, and then to 3,000, and it'll just be all kinds of fun stuff that you can win.
Yeah. I mean, it's all kinds of chances. I mean, you know, so you've once your name's in the hat after donating the $5, then you know you've got multiple things that you could possibly win.
Yeah, you could have I think we'll get to 2,500 without any real problem. 3,000 might be a push, but I think we can still do it. And but you know, so if you spend $15, you could win all three. Just your name in the hat three times, you could win all three of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's awesome. Thanks, you know, for doing that. And you know, I've watched, like, the with all the shares and everything, you know how Facebook is. It's kind of it's hit and miss. You know, I obviously there's been a lot of donations and stuff that's went through. So anybody that's listening, thank you. I really appreciate it for you guys donating. And thank you, Robin, for doing, you know, the fundraiser and what you're doing with things. And, you know, it's so hard to keep up with. So I'm like, I'm working small things that once we finish it up, then I'm going to be like, hey, this much was raised. And thank you so much for everyone that donated. And then hopefully everyone that donated will see it on Facebook and see that I'm saying thank you, you know, for doing it.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. Yeah, we've had 68 people right now that have donated. 250 people have been invited to the event, and then it's been shared 66 times. So, you know, the cool thing about it, even if people don't have a chance to donate or don't have the money to donate, they're putting it out there, and Lost Limbs Foundation is being heard. And there are people who are going to find out that this is a charity that's helping handicapped, amputee children, and you know, it's a good deal. So it's helping a lot of kids. And sorry about saying handicapped, but I was actually had a 911 call that I ran today for with a handicapped child that was having some issues. So that was kind of still on my mind from earlier today.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So I mean, so it's a win-win. I mean, even if you can't donate, share it. If you see it, please share it and throw it out there. Maybe somebody else might want to donate $5 and try to win something, you know, or just throwing it out there just to help the charity out and get the charity out there for more people to see it. That's awesome. So, and then you were talking about, like, you even mentioned, like, what Scott was doing, too, just to bring that up and mention it. I even shared this, like, on my page and stuff earlier, and Scott Tepperman, you can see it on his page, and but they have the Devil Music fundraiser that they're doing for the new project that they're working on, that Scott and Jim O'Rear is working on. And from now until Sunday, 10% of the fundraising donations that they get, 10% of that is going to be split between the Lost Limbs Foundation and then the Potographs for Pooches. That's hard to say, like, fast, so I just can't go along saying that. But, 10% of the donations will be split up between those two. So you guys should go check that out and get involved in that as well. That's going on until Sunday.
Yeah, and Jim and Scott do a great job. I mean, they filmed out at Ashmore with one of their movies that they did, and Tim Ritter was involved with that one also, with Truth or Dare 5. And actually, I'm going to be involved with the one they do down in Florida that's coming up in March. So looking forward to that one as well. And, you know, so if you ever wanted a small role being part in a movie like this and didn't know you had a chance to do it, you do with these guys. Just jump in there. You can actually, you know, make a donation to the film and get a speaking role in the movie as well. Or they've got things where you can be, they're always looking for extras. So they've got some stuff where you can sign in and be a background person or even in the band. So they've got all kinds of opportunities to go out there and be a part of their film. And the cost is relatively small, you know, to do some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're especially if you're in the Florida area, jump on there and do it. And, you know, not only that, it helps Tim Miley's group with, the Potographs, and then it helps Lost Limbs Foundation as well.
Yeah, I keep telling those guys, I'm like, you know, if you ever have a spot where you need somebody, like there's a dead guy in the background with his leg chopped off or something, I'm your guy.
you know a guy, right?
I know a guy. Yeah, I've got the hookup for that. So, you know, but anyway, gosh. So on to the next thing here. I was going to touch base. First of all, I guess I'll tell them on the roadside, and then we can flip over to the Ashmore side because I know that there's some changes there as well. But so people know, starting in January, the prices for Rhodes Hotel is going to drop. They're going to be $350 for up to 10 people from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. For investigations. If you want to do the full night, you can do 7 p.m. to 10 a.m. the next morning. It's a flat $500, and that's for up to 10 people as well. So anybody that wants to book, you can even start booking now. If you want to go to RhodesHotel.com and pull in, you know, whatever dates that are open on the calendar, if you see something and you want to book it, that goes for now too. So if you book it in, you know, anytime next year, those rates will be those prices just starting January. So, and then there's also some changes for Ashmore States as well, right?
Yep. Well, and one thing too is you've got about 20 days left. If we've got a special out there also where you can save another $50 if you book like Rhodes Hotel or an Ashmore States or there's some other ones out there. The RCI out of Winchester or 101 out of Winchester, Cheney Mansion, so if you book any of those locations, if you book two of them, you can save $50 for it if it's a private investigation, not a tour type event, but a private investigation. So so that's out there. But what we're doing at Ashmore, we've kept the same price, it's $500, but this year what we're doing is we're starting basically at 7 p.m. and going until 10 a.m. and we're throwing in the bunkhouses. So if you have if you have four people in your group, then you'll have one of the bunkhouses. If you have eight, you'll have two. If you have 12, you'll have all three. Or if you wanted to rent one, if you had four of you and two of you want to stay in different bunkhouses, you can do that. But so we've done that. So it'll be a pretty good deal. Those for last year would have rented for like another $175. So it's basically $175 savings if you needed all three bunkhouses. So, and it goes from 7 p.m. to 10 a.m., where last year it was 7 p.m. till 3 a.m. So you're going to spend the night and pick up some extra time, and it's not going to cost you anything additional to do it. So that should be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. It's cool. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of throw that stuff out there and let people know, you know, like I said, we're at the end of the year. I mean, this is the last show of this year. So put everything out there, right? now, event-wise, we have different events going on. We have something at the theater going on in February. Of course, if there's anything beforehand or whatever that you want to throw out there, feel free. If not, we'll start there and kind of work our way out, because you have that. And, of course, you have the one in March that's coming up as well. We can kind of talk a little bit more about that as well.
Sure. Well, the one in February we've been doing, I think this is the sixth year coming up, fifth or sixth, I kind of forget. But we've got the it's the Paranormal Unity Day that we call it here at the Arts Theater in Auburn, Illinois. And we'll have what we've done. We've been doing this for quite a few years. And it's basically what we end up with is we end up having just a lot of people that come in. And we have some speakers that are coming in and to talk about the paranormal and things like that. And we've been charging really pretty minimal. We charge $10 and per person. And that actually includes the basically includes having a small continental breakfast. We have sandwiches in the afternoon and drinks and things like that, and then snacks in the evening as well. So it's a pretty good deal. It is sold out. It was sold out actually at least 6 months ago, and probably closer to it was almost probably 80% sold out about 8 months ago, and this about the same weekend, because we only sell like 85 tickets, and it sells out pretty quick. So if you're interested in coming next year to the 2020 event, 2019 like I said is sold out, but the 2020 event, jump on there around in February. It's February. In fact, I forget the date offhand because I know I just got to be there. It's February.
It's the
4th,
first
and
second, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's
February. For next year, 2020, that's right. Yeah, never mind.
Yep. well, February of this year, or 2019, it'll be February 2nd. And if you jump on there and get your tickets about that same day, that's the best thing to do, because it, like I said, it's going to sell out pretty quick. And so that's your best idea, is to jump on there and pick them up in February of next year, and you might get a chance to get tickets to the 2020 event. But you know, it's just something that we've done, and we've donated the money to the Lost Limbs Foundation. And this year we raised, I think it was like $4,200, and you know, so that went pretty well. But and then so hopefully we can do something like that next year. You never know. Don't know how it'll go. Just hope that it does, it comes close to that anyway. And it's going to raise some money for the charity, and because we don't take a dime out of it. The $10, we don't even use that for the food. Norma basically provides all the food, and then we just do the event. But this year we've got Dale Kazmarek out of Chicago is going to come down and speak. Tina Marie Rowan It's up in the South Bend, Indiana area. Ken Raumuller, which I probably just butchered your name, Ken, down in the St. Louis area. Rebecca Foster, who is, I think Rebecca's up in Wisconsin. I don't think I could ever slow her down enough to find out where she's out of, because she's always like a ball of fire. She's a psychic medium yeah. that's come down to talk. And and Sam Maranto, who is the Illinois, he's in charge of UFO with MUFON for Illinois. And so he's going to come down and speak about UFOs. And then Ursula Belisky, who's been on numerous different TV shows and wrote a ton of books. And she's just a wealth of information, especially on Bachelor's Grove Cemetery out of Chicago. So she's going to be one of our speakers as well. So we're looking forward to a good day. And, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. And that's always kind of a good day to kick things off. It's the Saturday before Super Bowl. That's why I always forget the day, because I just know it's the Saturday before Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was a fun time this year. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And I even got to speak a little bit this year and talk a little bit about the charity and all that good stuff, and showed a few videos and all that good stuff to tell people a little bit more about the charity that wasn't familiar with it. So that was a good time.
Yep, and we'll probably do pretty much the same thing next year, to have you talk a little bit about the charity with people, although it'll probably be a lot of the same people just because they were there this year, and they'll probably be again there next year. So, but at the same time, you kind of update people on what the charity's done and where it's at, and, you know, where
exactly.
you're going this year
yeah.
in 2019 with it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And then you have, from that, we've got, you already mentioned March, what you have going on there, but if you want to touch base a little bit more on that and let people know about tickets and all that good stuff.
Sure. Yeah, what we did is that, when we had the Ghost Brothers at Ashmore last year, and talking to those guys, it was great. They had a good time there, and they were a lot of fun. And, you know, I had to take them down to St. Louis, and they said, yeah, we got a lot of friends in St. Louis. And I told them, I said, why don't we do something in St. Louis sometime? And they asked me, I said, do you have a location down here? I'm like, no, but I know some. So I contacted Mineral Springs and talked to the people there, and they were all agreeable to it, that we'd do something. So we've got Mineral Springs out of Alton, Illinois, and it was actually, I don't know if it's aired yet. I think it may be pretty quick if it hasn't. They just did a Ghost Adventures film there just sometime earlier this year. So I think it's supposed to be coming out. If it's not out yet, it's supposed to be out pretty quick. But it's a Ghost Adventures film there as well. So we're going to have the Ghost Brothers, all three of them will be down there. Marcus, Juwan, and Dalen will be there to do the investigation on Friday night and Saturday night. And then Chip will be there as well, doing investigations on Friday night and Saturday night. And then he's going to do a gallery reading on Saturday. So, and then we also have a meet and greet. So if you're not in the investigations, you're not in the gallery readings, but you want to come out and do the meet and greet, ticket sales for Friday night and Saturday night investigation are $150. And we do have a limit on those as far as what we're selling that. We're going to keep the number pretty low. The meet and greet is on Saturday, and those are $19. And then the Chip's gallery reading is on Saturday from 3 to 5. The meet and greet's from 12 to 2. Chip will be reading, do a gallery reading from 3 to 5, and that's on Saturday also. And those are $50. So it's been going pretty well. You know, we've got a lot of investigation tickets to sell yet, and we're just about where we wanted to be minimum wise on the gallery reading, so that's gone pretty well. So I think it'll work out pretty well. I kind of give you a little bit of an insight. If somebody's thinking about coming out and doing an investigation, do the Friday night investigation. Ticket sales on Friday nights are usually about half what we do on Saturday nights. So you'll have a smaller group. You have more chance to spend some time with the guys, with the Ghost Brothers and Chip. So pick up tickets on Friday night, because that would be a good night to come out and spend more quality time with these guys.
Yes, and you will have a blast. It's going to definitely be a fun time, so you should get tickets to go to this. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. This year when we had the Ghost Brothers out there, I had people ask me on Friday nights, could we just listen to these guys all night and not even investigate, because they were so much fun. They had a blast
yeah.
listening to them, and they're as easy to get along with and just lay back as possibly can be.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to that one. I had something else going on. I couldn't make it there. So, I'll be there for this one. So that'll be cool. I'll be there for that.
It'll be a good time for sure.
Definitely. And then anything else that you've already got lined up that you want to talk about?
Well, we're doing it again, and we've kind of changed these a little bit this year, too. Everything's been changed for the positive. We're doing our 101 investigations. We'll be doing those again at Ashmore, and those are going to set up so that basically what we're doing is we're going to have we got different teams coming in starting in April through October, and they're going to be we're not doing it quite like we did last year. Last year we did a 101 session, and then we kind of broke up for a couple hours and then came back, and I don't think people enjoyed that as well. So we decided to do something a little bit different. And what we're doing is, in fact, I'm going to make sure I get the times right when I say this. We're going to do basically a small 101 class from like 5 to 7. We're going to have pizza delivered about 6 o'clock, and then we're going to do investigation from 7 to 3 a.m. So.
Cool.
You don't have to be there for the class if you don't want to, but we're going to have pizza, you know, during that time frame. And it may not be there if you get there later. But we've got teams, pretty much the same teams we had last year, coming back and wanting to do it again. So
awesome.
We just changed it a little bit. So basically it'll be from 5 p.m. till 3 a.m. Like I said, 5 to 7, they're going to do a little bit of a classroom thing. 6 o'clock, we're going to kind of take a break, have pizza. And then at 7 o'clock, we start an investigation. So it'll probably be about an hour and a half of the just talking about the paranormal. And I think I'm going to talk to the guys, too, and just do more of a round table and just a big discussion thing. Because a lot of people come out there, we don't need to teach them how to do stuff, but we'd like to get input. And I think that makes a big difference a lot of times, just listening to what people have to say.
Yeah, I agree.
So we've got those going on each month. And then in September, we'll have... We have Chad Lindberg. Chad Lindberg will be out there, as well as Christopher and Rachel Booth. And those guys worked together when I had Chip out here last year. And Chip and Chad worked together, and then Christopher and Rachel came up and helped out with that. But so they're gonna. It's gonna be Chad and the Booths up here in September for Friday and Saturday night investigations. And that's gonna be a good time. Ticket sales are $150 for that. We're gonna sell 30 tickets for Friday night or Saturday night. And that's it. So I think that'll be good. That'll be like basically 10 people per floor. There's been as many at other events as 30 people per floor. So we're cutting it way back. So you'll have a lot more fun, have a better time. And, those guys will be out here. We're going to start at like at 7 o'clock and they'll go to midnight. But then after that, then what we're going to do is we're going to have, you'll still be able to investigate on your own. It's like 3 a.m. So it doesn't stop when they're done. It keeps going till like 3 a.m. So that'll be a good time too.
Yeah, definitely. And that's pretty much the list, I think, for now, isn't it?
Yep, that's about everything we've got going. We're actually filling up. I was looking today. In fact, I just sent something to somebody today that wanted to pick up some dates. And for Saturday nights, we've only got I've got 7-8 Saturday nights left from May through October. That's all we've got left out there. So it's pretty much filling up on Saturday nights. So
yeah. So you're getting all worked up. And then speaking of, like Rhodes Hotel side, we've got stuff going on. We do try to do the public investigations every month. We try to pick one of the weekends, and we do that. So, excuse me. This Friday is the next one, and we still have some tickets left for that. It's $40 a ticket. We're only doing 10 spots, just like Robin said. This is both places. We keep the numbers low, so that way, you know, we want everybody to have a good time and not have too many people here, you know, to contaminate, especially with this building. You know, it's a small place, so we don't want to – we feel probably 10 is a pretty good number to have. But we try to do these every month, so you can go to rhodeshotel.com. Check out the website and then find like the events that we do on that. Like I think we have January and February lined up as well for those. And then I'm sure pretty soon we'll probably, once we get into January sometime, we'll probably add March and probably even April and get those weekends set up and get people ready for those and get the tickets up and going for that. Next year we'll be doing some other different events with different guests and everything. So, that's something else that, you know, anybody that came out, like back in March, we had Grant Wilson, we had Chad Lindbergh, you know, Ben was here over this past weekend, and, you know, we got some more stuff that's going to be lined up next year. There's another one of the mini cons that's going to be going on that Aldo put on this year that's going to be happening in November. And, of course, you know, the rate changes for booking Rhodes Hotel have changed. So anybody that's wanting to book a night, or, you know, whether it's an investigation or full night, go to RhodesHotel.com and check it out, and go ahead and get your investigations booked up stuff. So since we kind of got all this stuff out of the way, you know, it's at the end of the year, and I just kind of thought it'd be kind of cool, maybe, you know, before we wrap everything up, and just kind of talk about some of the things over the year. It's been interesting. It's been a fun year, and I think things build up a little bit more each year, it seems like, for the charity. And, you know, I had the opportunity to meet more new kids that we've helped, and it's been a fun time. You know, it's been interesting with getting to do more things, and, you know, having more support, and just getting it out there a lot more. And, you know, I was just curious if you had any particular moments this year of, like, anything. It doesn't have to be charity related. It could be, you know, Ashmore or whatever, you know. I'm just curious if you had anything that kind of stood out this year.
Probably sitting on my rump for a month of October about killed me. So I ended up with an infection in my leg and in the hospital for like 6 days. In October, I didn't do anything. Literally just sat there and waited for my leg to start healing. So, yeah, that was horrible. But, you know, it's kind of fun. The Unity Day starts off and works out really well, and it's fun to do that. And then just, you know, then just it's kind of rolls along. I mean, we did, you know, spent a lot of time running back and forth to Rhodes this year and, you know, trying to get some things done. And we got to make a couple trips, you know, in the springtime to finish off some things there. But, It's been a pleasure, you know, especially working with your mom and dad. God, did I say that out on the radio? So, I mean, your dad's always a pleasure to work with, but, you know, and then Crystal even showed up every once in a while when she found out how to get there. But, you know, it was fun working with those guys and doing some stuff up there and getting Rhodes put together, and you know, and there's no regrets there with that at all. So I think it's been a fun year. Hopefully things are moving forward, and, you know, I think it's wonderful how many people have kind of jumped on board with the charity and doing events on their own.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sending money in. I mean, I can remember Ash Bash, it would have been in 2015, I think it was, yeah, 2015 in Ash Bash, when I did that. That was the first event you'd never been able to get to that was helping the charity. And because your leg was bothering you, you couldn't get there. So, I said, you know, in fact, I joked with you. I said, we don't need you here to raise money for the charity. And and I think we raised about $1,600, $2,000, something like that. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a real big event. It was just an evening at Ashmore. We did some things. And people have started kind of grabbing things and running with it. And it's cool. I mean, you had – and it's not always paranormal. And, you know, people – there was, you know, I think – what's it, Hope? Or Hope's husband, or I forget who it was, that did the fishing tournament where they raised some money this year.
Yeah, the boat fishing thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so they did something like that. I keep tossing around in my head because I've been in the car show circuit for a long time. I haven't been anything for quite a while, but I keep throwing that around that maybe I should look at doing a car show next year here in Auburn, because we used to do them here all the time. We haven't done any for quite a while, you know, and I had like a car show myself with the cars I've got sitting in the garage, I think. But, you know, so I thought about doing something like that, even trying to raise some money for the charity with reaching out to a different element. So if anybody's listening, and, you know, it doesn't have to be paranormal. It can be anything that you're doing. You know, anything out there to help raise money for the charity works.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm definitely open up. You know, I'm open for suggestions with things. You know, it's anything that might help the charity and even branch out more, because, know, I want it to branch out. I keep saying I want to do different things, and I really need to pull things together and start branching things out. Like I say, I'm going to do like do concerts or like a 5K or a zombie walk or, you know, just do different things that's going to bring in different people. I mean, we'll still stick with the paranormal stuff because, you know, I mean, the paranormal, everybody's just been so awesome. I mean, so that's, you know, we're going to keep doing that stuff, but I think it would be cool to be able to do other things too, to draw more other, you know, other people that might not be so interested in the stuff that we're doing now, you know, to hopefully, you know, start supporting the charity.
And I think there's a lot of people that are involved in the paranormal that are also involved with other aspects of things and doing things.
Yeah.
And, you know, may have a way to raise money to help the charity, and then they're not thinking like, oh, he only does paranormal type events. It's like, no, it could be anything. Anything that somebody's got an idea with, you know, that they want to run with it or something like that, just contact Mike and talk to him about it. Don't throw his name out there on it until he talks to you about it, because I've seen situations where people have sat there and said that they're doing this for the charity, not necessarily just lost limbs, but any charity, and the money doesn't go to that charity. So make sure if you're going to do something, let him know, because you don't want to be called out on something that is not being, you know, that supposedly is being done for the charity, but he's never seen a dime from him, and you don't want that to happen.
Yes, just please, you know, if you have any ideas or anything, you know, just send me a message directly and talk to me about it, and just find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Send me a private message, or, you know, go to the charity page, or even the Rhodes Hotel page, whatever, you know. Messages can be gotten to me from, you know, I know you and Crystal usually check the ones on Rhodes more versus me, but I mean, any, you can use all those outlets to get a hold of me if you want to talk to me personally about whatever you have in mind, and we can sit down and talk about it, and I'm always open for new ideas. So definitely it would be nice to do this next year with try to branch out and do some things, keep the paranormal, like I said, obviously, but, you know, throw some other things along in the works and do something to bring some other people in as well to learn more about the charity.
Yep. And I mean, you could always call the charity number and leave a message there on the charity phone line, and you know, the what you've got or what you're thinking about, and, you know, Mike can give you a call back, and you can put the whole thing together. So it, I mean, anything. My father-in-law told me a long time ago, a lot of teaspoons fill the bathtub, and that's kind of what I said with this whole thing that we're doing with the birthday fundraising type drive, is that, you know, every one of those $5 helps. It just keeps filling that bathtub full of money and to help those children. And so it's just it's a wonderful thing to do at this time of the year to help that out. And, you know, and the more you're with these kids, I mean, I've been around a lot of kids from St. Jude Children's Hospital, a girl today that we had to help out, you know, with the situation. And, you know, seeing these kids, you know, and people helping these children is wonderful. And it's this time of the year is when you really, it kind of touches you more than anything. So, you know, just help these kids out. You know, even if Lost Limbs isn't your charity of choice necessarily, you know, and helping any of these children's charities out is great. You know, so this is just one that I really try to work a lot with.
Yep, and it's appreciated. I appreciate everyone that's donated and helped and, you know, put things together and doing events and all that stuff. I mean, it's been a huge help. I mean, it's really helping getting the charity out more, you know, and even like you even heard this weekend when I had people here, every time that we do events or whatever it is and I'm around people, I tell them thanks because, you know, how we always put out the kids, like, that we help. It's like I've said this, everybody's probably heard this a million times, but, you know, it's not the promotional thing. It's I do it because I want people to see where their money's going. So, you know, and like over the weekend here, I told people when Ben was here that the next kid that they see on social media and stuff that we've helped, they're a part of that. So thank you. You know, so, you know, that's anybody that's involved, you know, that they've done something, whether it's a donation or however, and same with, you know, with the birthday fundraiser, everyone that's donated from that and everything, the next kid that you see that we help, you're part of that. So thanks.
Yep. Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, and these kids and their families really appreciate it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't have really much of anything else, so it's probably going to be an early night tonight if you don't have anything else to throw in there. So.
No, I mean, you know, we could be at Crystal for 15 minutes, but why worry? Why do that now? Wait till a little later. We can make some. When we can
we can save
that.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, well, I think we covered pretty much everything, so we're just going to call it an early night, and we will talk to you guys on January 8th.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and I'm sure you'll be on again sometime, probably next month or so. All right, well, we'll touch base later, and thanks, and then everyone have a good New Year and holiday and all that stuff, and we'll talk to you in January. All right, we'll see you.
Have a good night. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye.
Yep. Bye.